This is the Detroit Evening Report for Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. I'm Jerome Vaughn from WDET News. The Michigan Bureau of Elections says five Republican candidates for governor failed to file enough valid petition signatures to make it onto the August primary ballot. Among those not filing sufficient signatures are former Detroit Police Chief James Craig and businessman Perry Johnson. Both candidates appeared near the top of recent polls. Craig claims the problems are part of a coordinated effort. The Democratic Party challenged the validity of the petition signatures. GOP gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon also challenged Craig's signatures. The Board of State Canvassers will consider the Election Bureau's findings on Thursday. Republican candidate Michael Brown has dropped out of the race for governor. The State Board of Elections also ruled that the Michigan State Police captain does not have enough valid signatures to make it onto the August primary ballot. Brown tells WDET's Pat Batchelor that he decided to drop out rather than fight to get on the ballot because he doesn't want to be party to fraudulent activities allegedly perpetrated by people who gathered signatures for him. In all, five gubernatorial candidates failed to submit enough valid petition signatures to make it onto the August primary ballot. Bridge Detroit is holding its second town hall meeting of the summer tonight. The journalistic organization is asking Detroiters how $826 million in federal money should be spent in the city. The funds come from the American Rescue Plan Act. The event takes place at 6 tonight at the headquarters of Detroit is Different. The address is 1634 Clement. That's in City Council District 2. The Gilbert Family Foundation is investing $13 million in a fund to help low-income Detroiters facing eviction. Most of the funds, $12 million, will be invested in three Detroit organizations that will provide legal representation for renters with children. The funding will go to the United Community Housing Coalition, Michigan Legal Services, and Lakeshore Legal Aid. The foundation will also provide up to $1 million for a long-term study into the city's eviction defense system. Ford Motor Company has settled claims by 40 state attorneys general that the company made false statements in advertisements about the fuel economy and payload capacity of some vehicles. The company has agreed to pay $19.2 million to settle the claims and will no longer make misleading statements in its advertising. The attorneys general say Ford misled consumers about the mileage of its 2013 and 2014 C-Max hybrid cars and inflated the payload capacity of its 2011 through 2014 Super Duty pickup trucks. The Detroit Free Press reports the states will each receive a portion of the settlement funds. And Detroiters who shopped over the weekend at Meijer stores are being advised to check their bank statements. Some customers paying with credit cards or debit cards were charged multiple times for their purchases. The company says there were problems processing payments. Thank you for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at detroitevningreport@wdet.org. I'm Jerome Vaughn, WDET News.